I'm going to speak a message to the responsible leaders of ISKCON. Please forgive me if it seems presumptuous that I'm speaking to you as if to advise you. Those of you who will be kind enough to listen, I trust that you will realize or have some idea of how it is, what I have to say is relevant and of importance to the movement. It's nothing new I'm saying by any means, but it's particularly relevant at the present time. And before I say anything more, I'd just like to apologize for speaking or being filmed in this supine position. It just happens that I have slip disc, and on doctor's advice, I'm spending most of the 24 hours of the last few days and probably for the next few days lying down, and should be okay soon. For the leaders of ISKCON, who are the leaders? Well, obviously, GBC members, Tamil presidents, and anyone who is in a position of leadership, especially those who are in a position to, within the institution, to make a big difference. And all of you are making a difference. We feel the difference when any major leader passes away. At the time of speaking, we're all very concerned that His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami will not be with us much longer, and we often don't see the contributions that leaders are making. We don't realize how valuable they are until they no longer are able to make them, or they leave us. So all of you have been making so many contributions to this movement over so many years. Since Srila Prabhupada left us, and since his direct presence was not manifest since 14th of November 1977, overall, when we look back, we'll say that these were difficult years. But at the same time, many good things are going on, and that's the leaders are very much involved in that, and many of you have been involved in and are involved in promoting various aspects of the movement. Some of you are promoting book distribution, some of you are promoting preaching to youth, widespread congregational preaching. Magnificent temples have been built. The movement has spread widely, far beyond the numbers and numbers of centers that were there in 1977. Many of you have written books, and all of you in various ways have been involved in just keeping the movement running on. It's not such an easy thing. Nothing happens automatically in this world. There's been a lot of firefighting, dealing with various crises that arise both locally and internationally. Of course, many of you have taken the responsibility of initiating disciples. You're all doing so many things for serving Srila Prabhupada. At the present time, the whole world is beset with a largely what was unpredictable problem, the COVID-19 pandemic. And that has exacerbated what economists say was already going on was the world economic downturn. And this has caused and is causing and will cause difficulties for ISKCON also. Obviously, we can't do many of the preaching programs that we used to do, including book distribution. They're difficult to do in the same way, although still they're going on in indirect ways. One particular difficulty that is already going on and is expected to increase is the economic condition of our temples. And already the ISKCON Farm Ministry has issued a paper talking about the need for food security for our temples. And for this reason, advocating that we need to start farms, just so that at least the deities and the devotees in the temples will at least get food. Now, of course, Srila Prabhupada very much wanted that devotees have farms, farm communities. He wanted that every city center, or there may be many centers in one city, but there should be farm communities attached to them. So there would be symbiotic exchanges between the farm communities and the city preaching centers. That's not something that has been developed in ISKCON to the extent that Srila Prabhupada wanted. And now in this time of difficulty, there's some thought of that, so there's at least some silver lining on the cloud of the clouds of the COVID-19 pandemic, at least for ISKCON, there's some silver lining on the cloud that there are thoughts of and moves toward making farm communities, which you as leaders will be expected to take the lead in doing so. In as we've heard from these life coaches and motivational speakers, in every difficulty there is opportunity. So it's a great opportunity to expand the farm communities as Srila Prabhupada wanted. Of course, in that paper by the farm ministry, he wasn't speaking so much about farm communities as the need to establish communities, as the need to grow food so we can all eat. Now, among the, as you all know, like I say, this is nothing new. Srila Prabhupada didn't want just farm communities, but he wanted Varnashram Dharma to be established on those communities for devotees to showcase to the world how people can live simply without being dependent on being largely self-sufficient and without being grossly dependent on the present failing industrial-based society. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, long ago, he predicted civilizational collapse. And he said that these farm communities, people can join in our millions. So I propose to all you responsible leaders of ISKCON that this is a long-standing desire of Srila Prabhupada, by which he predicted that this Krishna conscious movement could become a world leader, that it should be, the people of the world need Krishna consciousness, not only by recruiting members from city preaching. Padyatra is another program I hadn't mentioned. There are so many programs that leaders have been organizing and inspiring. So Preaching, making devotees, distributing books, these are all ways to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, and these have been going on. But Srila Prabhupada specifically said that millions will join our farms. He predicted civilizational collapse and that people could join our farms. So it wasn't just that Prabhupada wanted farms so that our devotees in the cities could have something to eat, but to have communities that could show to the world how we can have simple living and high thinking. And high thinking means Krishna consciousness, and simple living means depending on the land, the cows, and Krishna. So it's a great opportunity for all you leaders to take this up very seriously. Of course, some among you have been doing this, notably His Holiness Shivaram Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Bhakti Raghav Swami Maharaj have been very seriously promoting varnashram, cow protection, farms. But Srila Prabhupada, as we know, he wanted the whole, a major trajectory of the whole movement to be establishing varnashram, showing an alternative to a failing, and increasingly people can see, a failed society. So now it's a tremendous opportunity for preaching by example. And now we need farms for food. The varnashram aspect also. Establish farms and establish varnashram to show to the world how society can be stratified in a way that everyone can act according to the psychophysical condition that they have attained in their present human form of life. How we can live in harmony with nature, that's another very, very big topic in the world today. It's everything's eclipsed by the pandemic, but otherwise the ecological issues, everything, all the societal unrest, everything, that is our mandate from Srila Prabhupada, to demonstrate an absolutely better way of life by varnashram. So my message to all of you, again, please excuse me if it seems that I'm getting on a high horse and taking too big a position, but I message or request or suggestion or however you want to take it, now is the time. Best if we do, if the whole movement comes together and discusses and shares our resources and our intelligence and our experience to do this. But even if, as a movement, we don't do so, if even one of you or some of you do so and take Srila Prabhupada's Varnashram ministry very seriously, as very much the need of the hour and very much the alternative for literally millions of people all over the world who now more than ever should be open to an absolutely alternative way of life. Just like they didn't dream that a little tiny little virus could sabotage their whole... Tiny little means the germs themselves are tiny. Something we're not even visible to the human eye could sabotage their whole society. So they didn't dream of that, and they're probably not dreaming that Krishna consciousness is the solution. We can please Srila Prabhupada so much and fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire this way, along with all the other programs that are going on. So this is my humble request to all of you, and if any of you have kindly listened to this, well, thank you so much. And you can take even individual leaders can take it seriously. Or even individual devotees, you don't have to wait for some big leader to organize it all for you. You can organize it among just your own family, go to the land, or with a few families, you can go to move together. And it doesn't have to come from the top down. You can also move to the land and chant Hare Krishna. It's a big thing, of course, if you're used to city life. But one experienced devotees I know who have done this, they've moved from the city to the land, and they say, oh, it's going to be so difficult being a farmer and all this. And people, they're pleasantly surprised how natural and easy it is to do farming. It's not super difficult. There's a thing that you have to learn, so many things. But by Krishna's grace, if man cooperates with nature, then abundance will be there. So living very simply and naturally, it can be done. Some resources will be, if you have monetary resources and this and that, it can be done. And of course, another major area which Srila Prabhupada wanted was Gurukul education. So this goes together with Varnashram Dharma, training boys especially to live in a way that boys and girls are trained to be Krishna conscious, but especially Gurukul is meant for boys, and Srila Prabhupada had the vision of home education for girls. And in this way, train children so that they can take the leadership in future of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So that's my message to all of you. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. May His glories be spread all over the three worlds. That is in our hands to do that by demonstrating, reifying His instructions, demonstrating how it's not just some remote Indian sect idea, but that Krishna consciousness is the panacea for all human society's troubles. Now that human society is feeling the trouble so much, now is the ideal time. Actually, if we had done so earlier, so much, it would have been so much the better, but still, it's the ideal time to put Srila Prabhupada's Varnashram dream on the map. Hare Krishna.